Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Life Enthusiast Online Radio Network, restoring vitality to you and to the planet, starring the founder of the Life Enthusiast Co-op, Martin Petella. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, and today we have a very, very special guest joining us as well, which I'll let Martin introduce. Hey, Martin, how are you doing?
I am well. Thank you for asking. We have with us today Professor Farrell Brenner. This is not the first visit. We've already had him a number of times, and people have really enjoyed the presentations. We have had a number of very positive comments, so we feel strongly encouraged and want to have the benefit of Farrell's years of experience. Farrell, thank you so much for giving of your precious time.
Hey, you're most welcome, and thank you for giving me an opportunity to to share the information that I've accumulated over the last 30 years in my work as a counselor and energy worker, in my licensed job as a psychotherapist. What's up for today?
Well, we thought, Farrell, that maybe where we would start is just a quick overview of smart minerals and what they are and what they do, and then we wanted to get into a specific one a little bit later on in the show.
You bet. Okay, that's a great question. So what we've been working with here is a way to use the principles of energy medicine and apply those principles to what we have learned in the last decades, the most recent advances in what helps a person to transform, to grow, to evolve, or what some people might call a therapeutic outcome. So what we're wanting to do is to find a means to use energy medicine to create the final outcome of what would happen in years of successful therapy or counseling. How does that sound?
So that sounds great.
I would actually like to point out that taking the product, which is very much the recording of the outcome that we're discussing here, you have a physical form in a bottle that you apply to the body, and at vibrational level, it interacts with the vibrations of the body and introduces the final outcome. It's very much
yes.
it's very much like listening to music or smelling something that it affects the brain in a way that's involuntary. It's automatic and it happens.
Well, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. All learning depends on memory. And what we have in this, going back to the overview that Scott requested, is if we're taking the energy medicine and we're wanting to use the ideas of what we've learned in energy medicine during the last decades and apply them to what we've learned during the last decades in psychotherapy, what we want, not even psychotherapy, but human advancement, human development, human improvement, so that people can get more of what they want. So what we want is a way to record, and the recording medium is, of course, what's changed during the last years in our external recording of music and so forth, since you brought up music. And music and smell are different ways that really powerfully evoke change and evoke a response. So what we have here is a set of substances that have recently been rediscovered and patented. So there's hard science behind it. And that substance is called ormus. And it's also known as white powder of gold. And there have been books written about it. And what we do in smart minerals is to take those minerals and educate them by, in other words, recording, making a recording on them in a proprietary process that I developed over the last 15 years to record the information or codes that evoke either a memory or the capability that's inherent in every person to make these changes that operate through the energy system of the person primarily. And that means that the energy system is rebalanced or reset or renormalized, and the person just measurably and within moments has a difference that is noticeable from using, from even externally applying these substances to the body. How does that sound?
That sounds exceptional.
Indeed. How does that sound insofar as clarity?
I certainly understood it. I don't know. I hope we're not talking over the heads of our listeners. And if we are, well, they will have to let us know.
Any question about that?
I guess the mechanics of how it works would be my question. And it's kind of an interesting concept of the idea of if I'm feeling a little depressed or I'm feeling a little sad or I'm feeling whatever I'm feeling, to be able to take from the psychotherapist's perspective, to be able to take a substance and have it change. But, of course, that's why we get drugs prescribed to us, right?
Well, you're asking, is it possible to cause a noticeable shift in a mood? And as Martin has already very correctly pointed out, there are a number of things that affect our mood that are very physical things. Certainly music, certainly exercise, a very well-known phenomenon. Certainly smells are extremely powerful. Anything that can evoke or stimulate a part of us that has an inherent capability to experience the positive side can be used. And this is another and each one of these products is devoted to a specific, you could say, type of mood. So we talked about the gift being devoted to the mood of unconditional love. And we talked about the product for guilt and blame being devoted to the mood of unconditional forgiveness. And we talked about the product for fear, shock, and trauma being devoted to the mood of safety. And today, God willing and the creek don't rise, as we say in Texas, today we'll be talking about shame, and I'll be talking about the mood that's associated with shame today. Now, insofar as how does that work in the human body, that's how the great designer who designed the human body made it. We just know that this is how it works. Now, whether or not you believe in a higher power, call it God or whatever, or whether or not it's millions of years of evolution that you think has made the human body the way it is, this is the way it works. And what we have here is a substance that has recently been rediscovered because in doing research, we think that it was known to the ancients millennia ago and is referred to even in the Bible and various ancient traditions. And that's the ormus, or white powder of gold. And that substance seems to act like an intermediary between mind and body. It stores energy and can release that energy. It's very bioavailable. And a person doesn't even need to eat it. But it's a very natural substance. It's a substance that's characterized in food and in healing herbs. It seems to appear in a greater concentration. But overall, these minerals, and that's what they are, they're minerals in a very micronized or nano state. They're in a state where the electrons will no longer bond with each other, and so they fall apart. So gold, for example, as in white powder of gold, which is in these products, the electron-to-electron bonds have been broken, and you have a powder that looks just like a white powder, and that's one of the key ingredients in the product that make it work. And it's on that powder and the water that's containing it that has been transmuted by the white powder of gold that the recording and the has been made and the energy has been charged that creates that mood for the particular product.
Wow. Farrell, I have been asked by people, and how does he do the recording? Do you disclose that?
No, that is proprietary information. That is proprietary information. In other words, that's something that we spent 15 years developing, and we don't discuss it much.
And would you at least give some hints? Like, does it involve shouting or cooking?
No,
or
no, no. It involves many thousands of dollars worth of expensive and delicate equipment that we learned to use over a period of many years and did many, many experiments on this recording phenomenon with other substances before we found the Ormus substance that would work as an ideal recording medium. But outside of that, let's move on to the next subject.
Okay, so I was going to ask you, you know, because we're going to be talking about shame, and to me, the sort of the relative of shame is embarrassment. So does that kind of work hand in hand?
Well, this product, you've certainly put your hand on the handle of this. The name of the product is called Freedom From Shame and Embarrassment. So I guess that the issue is why is the product for both? What is shame and what is embarrassment have to do with each other? So let me just go to the energy dynamics of that first of all. In energy medicine, in the energy paradigm of the human being, the view of the human being, the model of how to look at the human being energetically, there are energy channels that go to each of the organs and have to do with each one having to do with a different mood. So for example, there's an energy channel that runs from the soles of our feet up our legs and up the front of our body and ends at the little knobby things on our collarbone, and that's the kidney meridian. And that's the meridian through which we have the experience of fear, which is running away, or desire, which is running towards. And that energy regulates that mood that you want to, that has to do with fear and also has to do with shock, and so forth. But what we're talking about here is that these 12 energy meridians that are well discussed in acupuncture, and also by many energy workers who work with moods, the father of that type of energy medicine is Roger Callahan, who wrote a very excellent book about it in 1984. It was published, called The 5-Minute Phobia Cure. And not to get into that, but if we take a look at these 12 energy channels, they all go to these different organs of the body or different physiological functions. But on the other side, they are a mood and an idea, you can say. And in between the organ and the idea is the qi, the life energy, chi, that the Chinese talk about, that the Orientals talk about, the life energy that flows through these. And these energies can be modulated or moderated, balanced or normalized or stimulated in a variety of different ways. And these products do exactly that. They modulate the flow of energy through these meridians. Now, considering all these 12 meridians with all these different moods as branches in the tree, there is also a trunk of the tree. And in energy medicine, in the energy paradigm, the trunk of the tree that's filled with our life force, this qi, goes from our groin up the front of our body and ends on the point of our chin, just below our lower lip. And then it extends from our upper lip over the top of our head on the center line and ends down on our coccygeal bone, our tailbone. That is the trunk of the tree. That is the primary reservoir for all of our qi that regulates our moods and our organ functions. Now, the relationship between embarrassment and shame is that embarrassment is regulated by the qi that flows through that channel that goes up your back over the top of your head and ends on the upper lip. And shame is regulated by the one that goes from the lower lip on your chin and down the front of the body, and that's called the conception vessel. And you can see why it might be called the conception vessel, because it's affiliated or associated with our genitalia as it ends just underneath or just behind our genitalia. So from an energetic point of view, Shame and embarrassment is on the same line. It's just the front and the back of the same thing. It's the yin and the yang of the same thing. Okay? Does that make sense?
That's perfectly clear. And that's and it was interesting because as you were talking, I was going, oh, this is, I've taken some kinesiology courses, and of course, I know those two meridians, but I'd never heard of it quite this described the way you described it. So it's very, very interesting for me.
Yes, I studied so much of Oriental and ancient healing modalities and then applied them to the modern concepts and developments, having been trained in the classical psychology and regular psychology and taking all those advanced courses and psychotherapeutic techniques. There has to be a way where we don't spend years and endless agony on a couch somewhere. There has to be a way to make it easier and to make it more available right here and right now. And, you know, I would say that this is a very special time in civilization. I call it a love time. In the Bible, many people who are people of Christian tradition and faith think that we may be near our end time, the end times. And in the Mayan calendar and many other cultures, they have predicted that that we are coming up on this 2012 phenomenon, this end time. This is a very special time. Everything is accelerating. There are new scientific discoveries being made, and there's knowledge that's coming out all over the place, and this knowledge is part of that. Just a few days ago, I read in the newspaper that they have discovered a particle that goes faster than light. And
oh,
this
wow.
This is boggling the minds of all the physicists, because physics, the science of physics, has lived out of the paradigm or model of Albert Einstein, who said that the speed of light is a constant in the universe, and that's it. And so all of a sudden now, we have a earth-shattering, paradigm-breaking discovery. This was the sort of thing that was predicted, by the way, by Dr. Coleman, who is trained as a classic chemist. He's a chemist. He's a PhD chemist, in fact, and wrote a couple of books on from a scientific perspective on the Mayan calendar and the timing. And he predicted that there would be paradigm-shifting discoveries. And until now, I hadn't seen something that really corroborated the idea that these are the end times. These are the special times. This discovery, what it means is that this happened in the super collider that's in CERN, Switzerland.
Oh, yeah.
And what it means is that when they did this experiment, they pulled a trigger to release this flow of energy. And that hit a target that if you were at a distance looking at it through a telescope, you would have seen the particle strike the target before the trigger was pulled.
Oh, wow.
This is mind-blowing. We live in a special time. The rules are changing. The gloves are off. If there was ever a time in your life when you wanted to open yourself to take a chance, to have things be different for yourself, this would be that time. This is certainly.
Absolutely. Well, so whenever we've talked about the smart minerals, we've also talked about different levels of consciousness and how people react to, in particular, four statements. The first one being, I love and accept myself. The second one, I completely love and accept myself. The third one, I love and accept myself regardless of my faults and shortcomings. And the fourth one, I love and accept myself regardless of all my faults and shortcomings.
Regardless of all my faults and shortcomings.
Right.
Exactly, exactly.
And so I wondered how does the shame relate to these levels of love?
Well, these are levels of self-acceptance and self-valuation, and that relates to the product that was developed for that called the gift. This product that we're talking about today, it relates to shame. So we could say that this that shame cleans, that the product for freedom from shame and embarrassment cleans some of the lowest information or the strongest blockers to higher consciousness that exists. If you take a look at the scale of consciousness that was developed by Dr. Hawkins, not the physicist, but the psychiatrist, in his book Power versus Force, on his scale, at the very bottom of the scale, is the word shame. The reason why shame is at the bottom of the scale, and the more saintly and evolved and unconditionally loving ones are at the top, is because shame means to close ourselves off from being known and consequently from being loved. This applies both to our spiritual life and to our ordinary love life, the significant others in our life, if we have one. And if we don't have a significant other in our life who is someone with whom we can experience love, the reason may be that we are suffering from a blockage in those central meridians that I talked about, the trunk of the tree, that have to do with either embarrassment or shame. So what we need to do to have love in our life, to be able to give and receive love, the minimal requirement is for us to overcome shame and embarrassment, to overcome the blockage in the central vein, the central meridian, the conception vessel, and the governor vessel. And this product works to help rebalance, clear, and normalize that central vein, that central meridian. Is that clear?
So, yeah, clear. I'm thinking, so if I have blockages here, I might be not able to either express or accept love as such,
that is
or
correct.
Even a partner. So this will have a profound effect on my sex life then.
Well, that is exactly right. First of all, it's hard to have sex without a partner. I mean, it's not that it isn't possible, but
not for me. It's not hard.
Well, moving right along.
Yeah, that might be a little too much information.
That may be a little too much information. If we want to have intimacy, we have to have that energy clear and flowing and a partner. If we want to have, and excuse me if this is offensive to anybody, if we want to have orgasm, we have got to have that energy clear and flowing. We cannot have orgasms with another human being. We cannot have intimacy with another human being. We cannot experience and give love with another human being or with the divine being if we are blocked through shame and embarrassment. Shame means I don't want to be known. And embarrassment means I am petrified by how I am being seen. You have seen, everybody, we've all seen people go out on a stage and absolutely crater. This is because they are embarrassed. Embarrassment is an over-concern for how we're seen. People who have to be perfect, every hair has to be in place, every article of clothing has to be a certain way, or my house, or my car, or my spouse, or my significant, everything has to look a certain way. People who are driven by over-concern for how they're seen by others, and this can be huge, this can be life-defining, that is an abnormality, an imbalance in the flow of energy through the meridian that runs up the back and over the top of the head, and that is the governor vessel. Governor because it governs so much behavior. On the other hand, if our conception vessel is blocked, we cannot be intimate. That means physically, sexually, and in any other way. We have got to. Now is the time to. If you ever thought you might want to, really go for it. Really have someone in your life. Really experience intimacy. Then please try this product. Well, that was perhaps a lot more than you were asking for when you asked that question, Martin.
Oh, no, it's not too much. In fact, I'm thinking, in my earlier studies, I learned about personality styles. I was studying personality styles indicators as it relates to human communication in business settings or personal settings. And one of the aspects was people who have this fear of humiliation. That's the shadow side of a need for perfection. And these people would walk through walls. You could set it up if you... Sorry, I'm not finishing my sentences as I'm jumping from one thought to the next. These people would walk through walls in their attempt to not be humiliated in a public way. So if you wanted to manipulate a person like that, you would simply set it up so they would appear either unprofessional or incompetent if they didn't do what you wanted them to do.
That is exactly right. And just imagine the pain, the anxiety that a person is suffering for that. And you know,
it's crippling.
It is crippling. And by the way, that anxiety, that anxiousness, that discomfort that comes from having so much concern for how you're seen or for having an underlying feeling of shame and living without love as a consequence, this is what certain experts have said is the basis of all addiction. Smoking, drinking, drugging, workaholism, that's right, workaholism, gambling, addiction, and
so
all the rest.
Even sex addiction then, yes?
Did you say sex addiction?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I saw a program on television about this where they were showing folks who are absolutely addicted to dangerous behavior, needing to stimulate sexually. I don't know.
Yes.
The number was ten times a day.
This is instead of the heart being open, the heart chakra, the heart energy center, which is in our chest. When that's blocked. In love, and the way nature has made us, when we have a significant other in our life, the heart is open on both parts, and then the lower center, the creative center below the navel, which regulates our sex life, that also opens. The people come together, and they create new life. They create new life. They create joy. They create happiness. They create a life together. Okay, if the heart chakra is blocked, if the heart center is blocked because of shame or otherwise, then the lower center goes nuts. It becomes overamped, or the exact opposite, completely closed down. So the sexual dysfunction, one way or the other, too much or too little, can be directly because of the heart being closed, because of shame or embarrassment, but it can also be because of very low self-esteem. So This is how, without going through years and years of therapy necessarily, a person can experience right now a shift. Does this mean that I'm against therapy? No. I'm in favor of anything and everything that a person can do to get through the day and to get through their life, whatever that is, whatever floats your boat. But here's a way, and here is a way to simply make life easier and more functional, more healthy, a completely legal and healthy way to shift the mood, to change the game, and bring in the result that you want.
So, Farrell, how specifically would a person use this? I mean, they get a bottle of
That's right.
Smart Minerals labeled shame for freedom from shame and embarrassment. Now what?
Now what? I would suggest that they place a drop below their, they shake the bottle up, squeeze the plunger a few times, unscrew the lid, and put a drop on their lower lip and spread that under their chin, and a drop on their upper lip. And if they want, they can also put a drop on the crown of their head. They can also put a drop on their tailbone. This is extra credit. And a drop on the place between their genitalia and their rectum, which is conception vessel point one. The main points, though, are the chin and the upper lip. One can add to that some energy medicine methodology. One can tap gently on those places at the same time with their eyes open and then with their eyes closed. They may also think about, if they want to even go further, they can increase the value of their session. They can do this and also think about being with someone or being in a condition, a state or condition, a circumstance where they might experience embarrassment. They might also think about that and notice where they feel disturbed as they're gently tapping or as they have applied the Freedom from Shame and Embarrassment product, and just notice how their sensation shifts as they're thinking about it. They may also make a statement or affirmation at the same time, but this goes into more what I would do in a personalized training with someone over the phone than a generic one-size-fits-all, because it gets pretty a little bit complicated there. But certainly any positive affirmation is good.
So let me just try and follow this in sequence. So I place a drop on my lower lip, on my upper lip, and then I start tapping. Would I tap first upper lip and top of the head, and then lower lip and the between my
upper genitals? Yes, those are great questions. You would tap on your upper and lower lip at the same time. You would tap not on the lip, but you would tap on that little space above your lip and below your nose, and you would tap on your chin overall. I use four fingers at the same time. One finger for above the lip and four fingers for below the lip on the chin. I would tap them, left and right hands, tap them at the same time, gently, very gently tapping as you do this exercise. Now, the life of the product in terms of an energy effect is about 4 hours. So if you use it, if you use the product, if you want the product to last your whole waking day, you can use it 3 or even 4 times a day. If you have a special event that you're going to be with someone or you're going to be exposed to some social situation where you might be overly concerned with how you're being seen by the other person, you can just use it within a couple few hours before you're going to be in that situation. Do you see how it works? It's very nifty. It's just like put it on and you're ready to roll. You can add these other elements for more efficacy, for more effect. For the more elements you add to it, the more you're spreading the effect and getting a more potent effect faster. But you can get the effect also simply by applying the product and you're done.
Cool. So we're running out of time now. Farrell, for our show, and this has been wonderful information. Is there any last comments you'd like to make about the product?
Yes. Here's a way for all of us to experience loving, intimate, warm affection in a relationship with somebody. Why not have that now?
Great question. So, Martin, if somebody wanted to know more about the Smart Minerals, what should they do?
Online, www.life-enthusiast.com. That's LIFE-ENTHUSIAST.com. Or call us on the phone, 1-866-543-3388. Farrell, thank you so much for your wise and well-experienced words. And thank you, Scott. This is Life Enthusiast Co-op, restoring vitality to you and to the planet.